to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
WMFO 91.5 Medford, Boston. Good morning, everybody. DJ D, you are in the mix. That's right. You've got me for 2 hours today. I'm covering my good friend Jack. And the name of his show is Rocky Mountain Oysters. You got to tune into him. He's on at 10 a.m. every Monday. And two of my favorite girls, two of the Boston's best DJs, you got to check them out. Joe and Veronica. They are just fantastic. Unbelievable. And the name of their show is Songs with Words. I got to tell you, we call it Madness Monday. You want to start your week off? You got to do it with me, Jack, Joe, and Veronica. We will make you work all week long. DJ D, MFO 91.5. Not sure what I'm going to do today. I'm going to kick it, do a little mixing, do some blues, some funk, some soul. I'm going to take you there.
I was
step la Casa Blanca. No hay carro, no vamos en balsa. Mommy, you know the drill. They won't know what I got till they read the wheel. I ain't trying to keep it real. I'm trying to keep wealth and that's for real. Pero mira que tú estás buena. Y mira que tú estás dura. Baby, no me hables más. Y tíramelo, mami chula. No games, you'll see. You can put the blame on me. La muñequita, abre ahí. And let it rain over me.
fire feet are stumping, and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
Dance Music Express Music Series. I kind of started off a little wild there. I don't know. I guess I had some energy to burn off. I got a lot more, believe me. You got me for 2 hours. So we're going to be kicking a rainy day outside. So stay in, stay warm. A little chilly out, like 50-something degrees, I believe, coming in. And it's going to rain all day. So just hang out, have some fun, and enjoy yourself and listen to some decent music. If there's something you want to hear, send me an email to WMFODJD@gmail.com, and I will do my best to play it for you. And if you want to shout out for a loved one or whatever, just let me know. We'd love to get you in tune. Again, you listen to me, DJ D, on MFO 91.5 in Medford, Boston. I'm going to change the format, just do a little rock and just kind of goof around a little bit. But I am going to definitely do my pre-noontime workout. But there's not a lot of people in the city, I gotta tell you that right now. Parking was great, I came in no problem, thank the God.
All right, everybody! Womp, bomp, loom, bomp, lomp, bomp, bomp, toot-a-boo, oh-hoo, toot-a-boo, oh-hoo, toot-a-boo, oh-hoo, toot-a-boo, oh-hoo, toot-a-boo, oh-hoo. Womp, bomp, loom, bomp, lomp, bomp, bomp, I got a gal named David. Do to me, to the food.
long time ago. Wherever you'd lead me, baby, I would surely follow. Girl, you put me through some pain and misery. Now you're standing on my doorstep, telling me how much you need me, baby. Ain't nobody home. No, no, baby. Ain't nobody home.
How many times I begged for you to come home, but you laughed at me and said, just leave me alone. Through my falling tears, baby, I saw you walk away. And now you're begging me to forgive you. This time, baby, it's your turn to pay. To love you, used to place no one else above you.
Gave you everything I own. You can't come back here, girl. Ain't nobody home.
Ain't nobody home.
Once upon a time, when you went on your way,
girl, I hope and prayed, babe, that you'd come back someday.
But time has made some changes. Turn me upside down, so you can beg me now, mm-hmm, to forgive you.
Oh, oh.
But baby, turn right around, turn around. Ain't nobody home now. Ain't nobody home.
Oh,
no, no, baby.
Girl, I used to love you.
Time when you went on your way,
girl, I hope and pray that you'd come back to me someday.
Time has made some changes, turned me upside down. Now you can beg me to forgive you, but this time, baby, you can turn right around. Baby, ain't nobody home.
Time. I'm gone. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Oh, oh, oh.
rattle bone.
Hobo Blues Band.
Thank you very much. Hey. Yeah.
The Hobo Blues Band, that's right, and they're calling it Rock Me Baby. It's with AC/DC and the Stones. That was a nice piece. I haven't used that one too much. I like that one, though. I dug that out of the archives. And that's what I'm going to keep doing today. I'm going to dig some more stuff out of the archives. And what else is happening? Don't forget, it's raining out. It's like 50-something degrees, so hang out. Put the heat on in the house because my heat went on. I can't believe it. And kick back and listen to some music. Again, if there's something you want to hear, all you need to do is send me an email to wmfodjd@gmail.com. And if you would like to listen to me or the radio station worldwide, all you need to do is go to wmfo.org. Click on listen, and you can catch up with me on Mondays at 11 a.m. I do my set at Mondays at 11 a.m. But I'm covering for my good friend Jack. His show is called Rocky Mountain Oasis. He just does great music. I'm sure if your listeners are out there, they're probably saying, what happened to Jack? He doesn't like play this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Well, you know what? Get used to it. You only got for another half hour. And, well, you actually got me till noon. So you'll have some good times. I'll do some good music. Again, if you want to hear something, just send me an email to wmfodjd@gmail.com. And we'll be back. Jack's on an assignment this week, so he'll be back next week, and we'll be back on our regular schedules. And looking forward to playing some of your requests. And if you want me to reach out to you and help you with an event, all you need to do is send me an email to dancemusicexpress@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Instagram, Dance Music Express. LTD, Love Ballad. Great tune back in the day.
Yeah.
Central number 309. Well, a hello operator, give me central number 309. I gotta talk to my baby, the one that I love so fine. Oh, well, hello, baby, do you remember me? Though we're miles apart, I got a broken heart, but a real good memory. I didn't get no letter, so I thought you'd better get in touch with me. Long time, no love, I didn't get a pretty postcard. A long time, no love, but baby, don't be so hard on me. Well, a hello operator, just how much was it called? My baby hung up and I hardly got to talk at all. 3 minutes over time, and me without another dime. Oh, operator, don't hang up on me too. A long time, no love, I didn't get a penny postcard. A long time, no love, but baby, don't be so hard on me. Well, a hello operator, just how much was it called? My baby's hung up and I hardly got to talk at all. 3 minutes over time, and me without another dime. Oh, operator, don't hang up on me.
Singing you a slumber tune.
I wonder, wonder who,
who wrote the book of love?
Tell me, tell me, tell me, who wrote the book of love? I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above?
I wonder, wonder who,
who wrote the book of love?
No.
Who wrote the book of love? Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her, you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who, do
who wrote the book of love.
Who
wrote the book of love? Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her, you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who
wrote the book of love?
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love? I wonder who,
yeah,
who wrote the book of love?
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually it doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
And a public service announcement from WMFO. You know, I got to tell you, I'm in Studio C, and the board's a little bit different, so I'm punching a lot of buttons, and I was hitting the wrong button. That was the delay. But anyway, getting back to the sexual predators, you got to be careful when you're online. Don't be giving out your information, your photographs, your address, your phone number. Never, ever, ever meet anybody. Always pay minds to what you're doing because it's very dangerous out there and you don't know who you're communicating with. And you can get yourself hurt or get somebody hurt. And we don't want that to happen. And you're listening to me, DJ D, right here on WMFO 91.5 in Boston. That's right, the Dance Music Express Music Series. And I do this every Monday at 11 a.m. And I am covering for my good friend Jack. His show is called Rocky Mountain Oysters. He's on at 10 a.m. and he does a great set. He's just great. They're all just great jocks here. And I'm lucky to be one of the trainers here. And I'm very fortunate to get to work with these people. They're just fantastic. We're on 24 hours a day, and if you want to listen to us worldwide, all you need to do is go to WMFO.org, click on listen, and you can catch up with me again Mondays at 11 a.m. And I have my good friends in Colorado checking me out. My numbers are looking really strong in Colorado. I had a nice visit out there, a business trip a couple weeks ago, and it was just a great time. So I got to do a quick shout-out to my girl, Joreen, and the gang. James, Eddie, Rex, Diana, Skelly, Sonia, Tucker, Finn, Bryce, and Shelby. And to my very special favorite girl, Mackenzie. DJ D, MFO 91.5.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees. We find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
But when we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day
the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck was the battle sound.
But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail, cause somewhere on that ocean I know she's gotta be.
We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea.
They find the German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks are running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun.
10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around.
We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast.
The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory.
Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas.
We found that German battleship was making such a fuss.
We had to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around. Yeah,
we found that mighty Bismarck and we had to cut her down. We found that German battleship for making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around.
We found that mighty Bismarck and then we cut her down.
Southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap, couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to me, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl.
Yeah.
WMFO 91.5 Medford, Boston. Good morning, everybody. If you're just tuning in, you got me for the next hour. Dance Music Express Music Series with me, of course, DJ D. And it's raining outside, but it's not too bad. It's like 50, 60 degrees. It's probably not a great day to go out walking, but I am going to do my pre-noontime workout. I'm not going to do too crazy. And I'm going to, for the next hour, I'm going to spin a couple of different things. I'm going to do some blues, some funk, and some rock, perhaps. I don't know. If I get any requests to my request line, we'll do them as best we can. And what else is happening? If you need to reach out to us, all you need to do is go to wmfodjd@gmail.com. And I'll gladly play what you want, give you a shout-out on the radio. And if you want to listen to us worldwide, all you need to do is go to WMFO.org, and click on Listen. And you can catch up with me on Mondays at 11 a.m. And that's what's happening. We're going to send this next one out to Capone from his girlfriend, Mackenzie.